With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, the man, the myth, the legend himself. I love joining him on his program. I'm so happy he's come to mind. Scott Farrell, host of Farrell on the Bench. Farrell, how you been, buddy?
Hey, Bill. It's, how should I put it, snowing ass here. But then again, you guys are used to that.
We just got, I think, anywhere from 7 to 12 inches last night here in Milwaukee, and I think they got 14 to 17 just north of here.
Yeah, that's way worse than where we're sitting. We're getting some huge blast right now in New York, and it's a disaster. It's just snowing like crazy, and I hate it here.
Time to go to Vegas, pal.
I was just there for half the month. I hate it there, too. I was there for the Pacquiao fight, then I flew back to New York, then I went back and did the Super Bowl week of shows that I do every year there. And I mean, I was literally there for, 20 days in the last month. I mean, just crazy.
Yeah. Oh, boy. That's the life you lead. I follow you, so I kind of see what's happening. It's fantastic. But I wanted to ask you a couple of different things. First and foremost, give me, from outside looking in, give me your thoughts. Are the Bucks for real in your mind?
I mean, are they for real? Is, you know, no doubt. I think, you know, Giannis has been lights out, 27 a game, 6 dimes a game. What is he, 58% from the floor? The guy's leading them to the promised land. They're scoring, what, second in the league in scoring, first in the league in rebounds. I mean, they're, you know, one of the best dime teams, one of the best defenses in the league, top 10 at least. I mean, they lead the division. They've fought off Indy. They've, you know, got everybody else buried already because the rest of that central stinks. But, I mean, I think they're very deep, very talented. They play the game the right way. They got a great team there right now, and they're very dangerous.
Can you believe in a team that has not been able to get out of the first round of the postseason in recent history? I mean, I hear people think maybe it's Eastern Conference Finals or bust for this team, or maybe even getting to the finals. But it's hard to get over your skis when this team has struggled in Game 7 of the postseason so often in recent history.
Well, I mean, certainly it's been a problem, but now they have a legitimate, lineup and depth. I mean, I think they're dangerous with Middleton, Bledsoe. You got Brogdon. I think he's turned into a hell of a player. He gets no love, but he's dropping about 15 a game. The guy gets boards. He gets dimes. He gets steals. He, you know, does everything. He'll even get his hands on shots and tip shots defensively. You know, they got so many guys. You know, Snell and Hill and Patty Connaughton, there's so many guys, unless I'm tripping, that, you know, get it done for them off of the bench. So, I mean, they got the coaching, they got the goods now. Now they just have to finish the deal. It's not easy. I think, you know, everybody thinks that just because you got a really good team, you're in first place, you got a great record, that you should, you know, make it to the Eastern Conference Finals automatically because of those things. But we all know, in reality, the grind begins in, you know, whatever it is, the second week of April when they start playing these series. And it's no joke. It's a war. It's attrition. It's violent. It's physical. You got to get calls. You got to get to the line. You got to make your free throws. You got to be able to close out games in the last 2 minutes and finish the deal. And it's so hard. It's brutal. Everybody thinks it's so easy because they watch, like, the Warriors win title after title after title. It's because they're so good and everybody else is chasing them. But the Bucks, they have to figure out just how to, you know, win series, get to the conference semis, get to the conference finals, find a way to win, bust their ass, and then hopefully get to the NBA finals. I don't know if they can do it. I think a lot of people think they're a one-man show. I don't believe that, Bill. I think they are a better team than just one guy.
Talking to Scott Farrell, host of Farrell on the Bench on CBS Sports Radio. When you're out in Vegas, did you put any money down on the Brewers to do anything this year?
No, I didn't. I think they're a really exciting team. for sure, and I like him, and I think Yelich made him great. I think he put him over to Kopp. I thought he was the difference, obviously, on that team, but they had so many guys that contributed and made their season exciting. You know, there's a lot. I was talking about it last night, all these teams like the A's. The A's were really good. Tampa was really good. Tampa didn't even make the playoffs, but they won all those games with that. Cass doing a great job with his bullpen and making the bullpen like starters. It was crazy watching him win all those games last year, how tough they were. But, I mean, there's so many good teams with, you know, Boston and the Yankees, and then, you know, on the NL side with the Dodgers, and you got what they're doing with the Brewers. I mean, there's just so many good teams. It's hard to say. I didn't place any money on any futures with baseball while I was there. I was too busy, frankly, betting on Super Bowl props, the Super Bowl itself, which I hit the path and the 2.5 to win and the spread. Hit a ton of props. I bet on college basketball and NHL heavily. Let me just say this. On the 9 or 10 days that I was there doing the show for the week that I was there, because we went early so that we could gamble heavily and that Carver High could drink. It was very important to get there a couple days early for those reasons. And so we go early to gamble and drink. And I bet on every single game literally played in those 8 to 10 days. I bet on every single game in every sport. So baseball was the last thing I was betting on at that point. But I will say this. I did make a ton of money on, betting those sports. Like, we just nickel and dime it, Bill, the whole time. And, you know, betting 10, 20, 50 tops on games every night. And I was so heavily enamored with betting on those sports, I never did any baseball betting.
Did you, when you took Carver High out on the town in Vegas, did you dress him or do you allow him to dress himself?
He dresses very uniquely himself, as you can see, with those far-out wild blazers. He would have been, I think, a fantastic hippie pothead in the 70s. And disco, I mean, with that beer belly, he could have really tore it up on the dance floor. But the guy, he wears these wild sport coats out. I will say this. He gets quite the attention when he does it. Like, I'll go out with him, and he wears these, stars and stripes sport coat. He looks like an American flag. And, I mean, literally, like, 20 to 50 chicks will say something to him throughout the night. They'll all respond and say something, whether good or bad, about his sport coats. He wears orange ones, green ones, Lucky Charms ones. I mean, the Islanders ones he wears he's just nuts. But, I mean, I'm telling you, if he wasn't married with a kid, I think he would get a massive amount of leg.
Great to talk to you, Scott. Always good, my buddy, and we will chat again soon. Whenever you need me, you call me, okay?
All right, Bill, listen, anything under 15 inches of snow today, I feel blessed. You guys can have that.
Yeah, it's going to be a little while to dig out of this one. We finally got rid of the last one, and now it all hits again, so I can't wait for Phoenix and spring training.
Listen, here's the secret. I'm going to the Caribbean tomorrow at 5 in the morning. As you know, I'll be out until the 25th, so I'm hoping to go down there and become a pot farmer and never come back.
Let me know. Hey, if you ever need anybody to keep the seat, Warren, give me a shout.
I got you, Billy.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. There you go. That's our buddy, Scott Farrell. Farrell on the bench. He's fantastic. If you've ever followed his producer, he goes by his name is Mark Carver. And they call him Carver High at Carver High CBS. And you can follow him there. I'm not kidding. I mean, he's not kidding. The guy wears some wild stuff when he's out and about. He's got this star-spangled jacket. He's got this bright orange jacket. He wears jackets that are logoed, like of teams. They're all sport coats. And now he's got this thing where people are sending them to him. He just puts out his size, and people are sending him sport coats. And the guy's just nuts, man. There's been pictures of him in Vegas, and he was wearing somebody made him a Golden Knights jacket. And he's got this giant Golden Knights jacket on and everything. So he's funny. If you ever listen to that show, good stuff. That was our buddy Scott Farrell, host of Farrell on a Bench on CBS Sports Radio, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they'll be getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.